USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House has joined the Senate in returning to the Capitol to continue work to certify the Electoral College vote, work that was delayed for several hours after protesters breached the Capitol building Wednesday afternoon. Speaking to reopen the session, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi addressed the violence at the Capitol, saying that the body would not be deterred from their constitutional responsibility.
We know that we're in difficult times, but little could we have imagined the assault that was made on our democracy today. To those who strove to deter us from our responsibility, you have failed. To those who engaged in the gleeful desecration of this, our temple of democracy, American democracy, justice will be done.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
The Senate has also readjourned after several hours to continue the process of certifying the Electoral College vote. Speaking from the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that unhinged crowds would not stop the work of Congress.
Even during an ongoing armed rebellion and the Civil War, the clockwork of our democracy has carried on. The United States and the United States Congress have faced down much greater threats than the unhinged crowd we saw today. We've never been deterred before, and will be not deterred today. They tried to disrupt our democracy. They failed. They failed. They failed to attempt to obstruct the Congress. This failed insurrection only underscores how crucial the task before us is for our republic.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
In the wake of Wednesday's breach of the Capitol building, many are questioning how we got to the point where a large crowd of protesters stormed the building. Senator Marco Rubio says that an environment with a lack of confidence in its institutions helped lead to today's event. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that democracy depends on people's confidence in the electoral system.
And then you have these questions that in normal times people would look at and be able to work through, but in that environment of lack of confidence really sparks up. And I think those things need to be answered because elections, democracy doesn't just depend on having elections. It depends on people's confidence in those elections.
Right.
And their willingness to abide by those results. They're interrelated. I don't know why the Senate can't do Watergate-style, Titanic-style hearings. We could take testimony, subpoena records. It wouldn't change the outcome of this race, but it would give people the clarity, the answer.
The top aide to First Lady Melania Trump announced her resignation Wednesday afternoon after spending several years working with the Trump administration. Stephanie Grisham announced her resignation on Twitter. She briefly worked as the White House press secretary before becoming the First Lady's chief of staff. And the expected top pick in the upcoming NFL draft has made it official. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence will go pro. In a video released on social media Wednesday, Lawrence thanked the university and said he would be a Tiger forever. He's expected by many to be selected at number one by the Jacksonville Jaguars in April's draft. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.